Let's hear now about one mayor in Italy who many years ago put out the welcome mat for refugees. That's earned him a place on Fortune magazine's list of the world's 50 greatest leaders. As Europe tackles the migration crisis, NPR's Silvia Pagioli visited the town that could serve as a model.
One night in the summer of 1998, a boat carrying 250 Kurdish refugees landed on this southern Italian shore. Bahram Akar was one of them.
Next day, in the sunlight, I looked at the landscape and I liked it immediately. It felt like home.
Akar, now aged 50, and the other refugees were given shelter and assistance by the townspeople of Riace, an aging place with high unemployment. Domenico Lucano, the town's three-term mayor, sensed an opportunity to revive what was quickly becoming a ghost town. He offered the refugees abandoned apartments and job training.
So many civilizations have left their mark on this land, the ancient Greeks and Romans, the Arabs, Turks and Saracens, and this has helped us have very few prejudices about other peoples.
In the last 18 years, Lucano says, the town has welcomed more than 6,000 migrants. Riace receives about $40 a day in government subsidies for each refugee for 1 year. A portion goes to the migrants, and the rest pays for their living expenses. Once they've received regular documents, most move on to Northern Europe, where more jobs are available. But some, like Akar, settle here. Out of a population of 1,800, 450 are former refugees, and migrant children outnumber Italians at the local school. Riace calls itself a global village whose residents come from more than 20 different countries beyond Europe. The old town of Riace is perched on a hilltop, a typical Italian medieval town with a church at the center. Winding cobblestone streets are lined with small shops. Many sell handcrafts produced by new residents. Zara Hosseini puts down her delicate needlework and shows us fabrics she has embroidered and woven on the loom. She's 34 years old and fled Afghanistan with her daughter. After a harrowing trip across land and sea, she arrived in Riace 3 years ago. Here, she says, she's safe.
The Taliban is very, very bad for women. Terrible. There's no democracy. Women are kept down. I came to Europe so that my daughter could go to school. I do not want her to die in war.
The other person working here is Selma Jamai, a young Somali woman. Her Italian is halting, but she's able to convey the horrors she went through fleeing her country, seeking a better life. Her journey took her through Ethiopia, Sudan, and Libya, where smugglers kept her captive for 8 months. They made us sleep on the filthy ground. They kept asking for money. They beat us. No food, no water. Then three men took me outside. Selma's voice drops off, but her expression and gestures make very clear what the men did to her. Finally, she was put on a boat that landed in Italy. She's been in Riace for 2 years and has no intention to leave. Mirela Kokoru used to run the local bakery. She says the Riace migrant experiment has been good for the town.
It's good the migrants are here. The town is now full of people. Before, there was nothing, no work. It's thanks to them I expanded my bakery into a grocery store and opened a cafe next door.
Lucano has no idea how he got on Fortune magazine's list of 50 greatest world leaders, and he doesn't claim the Riace experiment can work everywhere.
Però Riace ha prodotto questo. Ha prodotto che.
But in all these years in Riace, we've had no problems living side by side. We created this experiment in unity, all together.
It's a response, says Lucano, to European politicians who keep migrants out, building walls that lead to more deaths and tragedies. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Riace.